I'm gonna get cozy because okay. This is the Comfy Couch exactly. Podcast.
I was just about to ask.
Like, let's get cozy. You're listening to Beauty in the Bush. This is a lighthearted podcast featuring the Bush Babes from the Bush Waxing Boutique. Listen along as our highly skilled team of waxing specialists answer all of your burning questions about waxing, debunk some waxing myths, and share everything we love about the wonderful world of waxing. I'm your host, Adrienne Lee. Now let's dive into today's episode. Okay, my queen, Miss Kayla. Hello. She's in the house.
Hello.
Are you so excited?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So, Kayla, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, I would. Hello, everybody. My name is Kayla Robertson. I'm a licensed esthetician and wax specialist in Fort Worth. And I'm excited to be here.
I'm so excited to have you.
Yes, this has been a long time coming.
Girl, since I met you, I'm like, I'm going to start a podcast. How many months ago was it like, was I like, I'm going to have you on my podcast?
I feel like this was in the summer.
Yeah, kind of recently.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was a goal of mine.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Yeah. From when you said that, it didn't take long.
Yeah.
So, but I'm glad we're here.
Me too. Okay, so I'm kind of just going to open up the floor. Whatever you want to talk about, you can talk about. So, okay. Yeah.
Well, I guess I should start by how I came to the Bush.
Yeah.
There's a pottery place right over there, right next door to us. And I was there taking a pottery class, and I was about to leave, parked right in front of the Bush. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, what's this cute yellow house? And it's pretty funny. I don't know if I ever told you this, but all of my grandmothers have yellow houses.
Aww.
Yeah, so my grandmother in Illinois, she painted her house yellow. My great-grandmother in Mississippi, she had a yellow house. So it didn't click when I saw that. It wasn't like that, but me and my sister were talking about it. So I was like, oh, that's interesting.
It's like kismet.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. So, I went inside. Adrienne happened to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just loved everything about the energy coming in. It seemed like friends were walking out and walking in, but they were just clients. So the energy initially attracted me to the Bush, and here I am.
It's all about the vibe.
Yeah, it's all about the vibe. It's all about the energy. And I was like, ooh, I can see myself there. So that was fun. That was a fun introduction to the Bush.
Yeah. Timing didn't work out though, because that was in December of 20. No, that wasn't in December. That was in
like
the spring of 2022.
I believe so.
And then I interviewed you December of 2022.
Yeah. So there was a long, drawn out period in between.
We just like followed each other on Instagram and kept in touch.
Mm-hmm.
I sent you, I was like, hey, we're hiring again.
Yeah.
And I like sent it to you just in case you're interested.
Mm-hmm. And I was interested. So yeah, the timing was crazy because when we first interviewed, wasn't the right time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came in later and it was exactly the right time.
Mm-hmm.
And we were both just like, is this gonna work?
Yeah.
And it did.
It did.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah. How have you liked waxing compared to you were full time doing facials?
Yes. So it's definitely like the contrast in environments was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Cause like you're doing facials, there's like spa music in the background and they're asleep 95% of the time. I didn't talk much except for like with my close clients.
Mm-hmm.
So and then you come here and it's all talking, it's all getting to know, high vibes, pretty high energy here.
Yeah.
So it was pretty cool for me to be able to show that side of myself that I didn't get to show in the facial room. And then just the difference in at-home care and technique. So, but I do believe that what I learned in doing facials helped me out. Like, it prepared me for this position to get to know about the skin and things like that.
Yeah. So. I mean, the fundamental, like, base level education is skin. You have to know that.
Yeah.
And then you can work on, like, how to remove hair from the skin.
Literally.
Yeah.
And how to know what retinol even was. Because a lot of our clients here use retinol.
Almost everybody.
Is, everybody.
Some sort of anti-aging, anti-acne.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
All the things, all the acids. So getting to know like what that does to the skin and how it wouldn't be beneficial for us to do certain services here. Mm-hmm. That was pretty nice.
Yeah. And since having you on the team, like, you've definitely brought this calming energy, because I can be a little bit like hectic and chaotic, and mm-hmm. you definitely calm me down. Maybe that's the Taurus in you, and I'm so. A Gemini, so just like the air sign to earth sign yes. energy. But we've also introduced dermaplaning, which I feel mm-hmm. like is right up your alley, and that yes. was definitely like inspired by you.
I'm
so excited that we have that service now.
Yes, when you were talking about it, it was like a little kid inside me. I was like, yes, yes, yes. But I'm going to let you do your thing. I'm going to let you bring it on at your own time. And so when it was brought on, that just made me so happy, because I can just strengthen that facial quality and bring it here to some of our clients. Mm. But yes, I love dermaplaning. I just love caring for people mm. almost. So
it almost doesn't matter like what you're doing. Even if you're just bringing them a glass of water, you're like, here you go.
Yeah.
I'm here to be of service.
Yes, especially I just have such a empathy and love for mothers now.
Oh, yeah.
That has been my thing, like, for the past year or two since my sister became a mom.
That wind. I know. The wind is wild. Hopefully it's not too loud.
Yeah. But, yeah, I just have such a love for mothers, and we have a lot of moms here. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of single moms, family moms, you know, all in between. And I feel like the bush is a place where they can really just like lay down and relax and get something to take care of their like themselves. But yeah, since my sister became a mom, I was like, whoa, mm-hmm. motherhood is real. Motherhood is hard.
Yeah.
Motherhood is all the things, and beautiful too.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's been my thing.
It's so cool to see clients become mothers too and experience that like with them. It's just like such a fun thing to see.
Yeah, it is, because I feel like as waxers, we're some of the first to know, because
actually
because of, you know, some of the services that we provide and just to keep them safe. So it's like, has anything changed in the last 30 days? And they're like, actually. And it's so fun. It's such a fun thing to experience, from them being girlfriends to wives to mothers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. That's one of my favorite parts about this job, getting to know so many people on a personal level. So, yeah,
aww.
I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So taking it back from your education with skin and facials mm-hmm. and then diving into the waxing world, did you have any idea how in-depth and technical it is or was going to be?
No, I was not expecting it to be so structured.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that I loved about it, because that's kind of how my brain works mm-hmm. too. But no, I thought it was just wax and go. Like, I didn't think there was that many steps and contraindications, questions. So yeah, I didn't think it was going to be this technical, but it just makes me feel that much more confident.
Mm-hmm.
Because not just anybody can do this. You truly have to get trained on things. And how I was trained here was amazing. So yeah, I did not think that it was this technical coming
in.
I didn't expect that, but it's fun.
Uh-huh.
Because once you get past that, like, step 1, 2, 3, it kind of goes on just autopilot, mm-hmm. and you're able to do them, like, with efficiency. So, mm-hmm. yeah. No, I didn't expect that,
though. I remember when I first started, and I was shadowing girls, and they were having full-blown conversations while doing Brazilians. And I finally got into the room, and I went back to the break room. I was like, I don't know how you guys are doing this. Like, I cannot carry a conversation.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes. And it's so funny, because, like, I feel like when I'm training people now, I can see them thinking about that.
Yeah.
Because I remember when I got trained, I'm like, she's not even, like, she's so good at what she's doing. She's not even thinking about it right now. She's talking about breakfast or what she's having for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So that's funny to know that you felt the same way, because I thought it was just me.
No, I remember being like, this is going to be hard. Like, I need to get this technical, like, actually the service down first, and then I'll be able to get to know my clients. But that was something I wasn't expecting.
Yeah. For me, silent appointments were definitely definitely thing. Like, I'm concentrating right now.
You're like, I work at a spa and I just work here part time because you were just literally a part-time employee.
Oh my god, that's crazy.
And now you're like,
I'm full in it. I am the
washing queen.
Yeah. It's full throttle now. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. I didn't expect for it to develop how it developed, but I'm glad it did.
Me too.
Yeah. So what would you say, we're in 2024 now, what would you say is like your favorite addition to the Bush that you brought on? Because we brought on like a lot of things.
Honestly, it's the team members. Mm-hmm. Like, for me, when I started the Bush, I knew I didn't want to be the service provider. Mm-hmm. And I honestly, like, I'm good at that, but I didn't want to even be a service provider, not just the service provider. Like, I wanted to be out of the treatment room and create a space that I wish that I had when I was super invested in being a service provider, because I never really had, like, an amazing work experience.
Yeah.
And so being able to curate that environment and then bring on like-minded individuals, that has been the best part. Like, services aside, I would hang out with you guys. Like, we could go play pickleball, we could do Friendsgiving together. Like, that's the vibe that I want, the energy that I want, and being able to provide different services other than waxing is just like cherry on top.
We have a team now.
It feels so good.
Yeah,
and you've seen it, like, from the very
from a seed bottom. From a
baby seed.
Yes. We are a whole tree now. And I remember, I think it was one of our first team meetings with the girls, and we just looked at each other, we're like, what is going on? We have five of us here, so, and it just kept growing. So that's that's pretty cool.
I love it. So I'm gonna say that's been like my favorite addition. I know that wasn't the answer you were looking for.
No, I love that, because oh my god, there's this quote from somebody, but he or she said, if you want to go fast, go by yourself, but if you want to go far, go with the team. And like, you're doing that right now. So
we're really just like, I mean, we're not in like the building phase anymore, but we are still kind of laying the foundation a little bit and just making sure we're like super solid. And then I know we're going to just like fly.
Yeah.
It's going to be so exciting.
I got a feeling about this year.
Me too. Yeah. 2024. I'm lit up. Yeah. Like, I am on fire about this year.
Yes.
So
me too.
I'm so excited.
Me too.
And what about you? Based on like all the services that we've brought on,
what would I say is like
your fave?
Of course, dermaplaning.
You already know.
Yes, dermaplaning. Just the fact that it is a type of facial, and I get to actually touch the skin again, beyond waxing. That's my favorite part. And then I got one, and I was like, whoa, my skin was glowing.
Yeah.
I had so many people ask, do you have makeup on? And I was like, no, just a dermaplaning. So I think that's pretty cool. Just like showing people the benefits and educating. There's just so much packed into each thing that we bring into the Bush. Just education, trainings, knowledge, the products. So I'd probably say dermaplane was my favorite to bring on.
I love
pretty
that.
Cool. Yes.
I love making you guys happy. Like, having you in your element is my main job. Yeah. Like, I just want everybody to be in their element and just thriving. So
you're our fairy wax mother.
Aww.
That's so cute.
You are.
The pixie cut. The pixie cut helps it.
I know. I'm like, should I grow my hair out this year? But also, like, I've had this cut for so long. I just, I don't know.
It feels
like me.
Yeah, would you grow it out to your original length again?
I don't know.
Time will tell.
Yeah, time will tell. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see how, like, much maintenance I want to put into it, because this is kind of high maintenance.
Is it?
Cut it, like, every 6 weeks,
Ooh, okay, yeah.
Otherwise, it gets a little raggedy looking.
You're working it, girl.
Well, thank you. You are, too. Last year, you had a no-heat goal on your hair.
Yes.
Are you going to do that again?
No.
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 Aww.
It was, like, I don't know. That was a lot of effort. It was fun because I got to see, like, just different things and challenge myself. But No, we're letting it fly and pressing it down.
Love it. Yeah. Whatever makes you happy.
Yeah. I think honestly. I want to get highlights though.
Fun. Mm-hmm. You do have a little color.
Yeah. It's from when I was 16. Yes.
Oh my god.
Hair horror story.
Oh no.
Yeah. I don't know if there's anything quite as orange as my hair was when I was 16, but yes, there was a sale going on at this school up the street from me.
Girl.
I was like, I'm 16. I know what I'm doing.
Uh-huh.
Didn't know what I was doing.
Oh my gosh.
Went and I was Ronald McDonald. It just hasn't gone away. It's a part of me. It's a part of me now.
Well, there you go.
Yep.
Dang.
Yes. Crazy.
Okay, getting back to waxing.
Yes. To take a little girly girl break.
I know. Okay. I remember a couple months ago, I don't know if it was for the 4th of July or Labor Day, but you had gone to a family cookout, mm-hmm. and you came back and you were like, I need to debunk the stigmatism that is waxing.
Yeah.
So do you want to speak on that a little bit?
Yes.
Okay.
I was so blown away. Yeah. I think that was because I was only about 6-7 months into waxing here. Mm-hmm. And that was my wake-up call to how taboo in society women's bodies are.
Mm-hmm.
And we see this every single day.
Oh, I'm on like the clock. Numb to it.
Numb to it. Yeah. Like, now it's just like, okay, cool. How was your skin last time versus this time? And just concern about the client. It's never anything else. But that was my wake-up call to how taboo women's bodies are and how people think about the woman. And I was just shocked, and I didn't say much because I was just blown back by it, but I had to tell you guys because you guys understand.
Mm-hmm.
And I have made that one of my points here to just get that off,
mm-hmm.
because women's bodies aren't taboo. There's nothing about us that is weird or irregular. Mm-hmm. Like, we're just all women.
Mm-hmm.
We're here. And however we look is okay.
Yeah.
Like, however we're formed is okay. But so we were just going around the circle, meeting new people. And we were like, oh, what do you do? What's your occupation? What's your job? Are you off of work this weekend? Yeah. So I was like, oh, yeah, I'm a full body waxer.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, all their faces wrinkled up. And that was my first time meeting them, and I was just like, what's going on? Like,
did I say something?
Yeah, I was like, did I say something? Because we were talking about all different occupations. And afterwards, it occurred to me that, okay, they maybe have never gotten waxed like that in their life. And we are, you know, in the South, traditionally, just certain things are not done, mm-hmm. as a lady, or there's just so many stigmas around women taking care of themselves that I was just like, no, not around me. That's not gonna fly.
Yeah.
I'm gonna research and myth bust, mm-hmm. and tell women that, no, that's fine. Like, you're okay like that. So that was really a interesting experience for me.
Yeah.
So
I think, like, when people that aren't getting waxed hear about others getting waxed,
mm-hmm.
the first thing that their mind goes to is sex.
Mm-hmm.
It's very sexualized.
Yeah.
And I started getting waxed when I was a virgin, mm-hmm. and I wasn't trying to have sex.
Right.
I was just trying to feel comfy in my body.
Exactly.
And the amount of confidence that I felt from within after doing a service that I had wanted to do for so long.
Yeah.
Like, that tops all of it.
All of it.
Yeah.
And
so,
yeah.
I just hate that.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And the point to be made known by everybody is that women can do stuff for themselves. Like,
yeah.
A lot of times women get their hair done for themselves.
Right.
We get waxed for ourselves,
right,
off of everything. And yeah, that's exactly, I could kind of see that now, that's where people's mind go. Like, oh, what does she do? Or who is she doing it for? Mm-hmm. Like, she's doing it for herself.
Yeah.
She's doing it for herself. And I started to understand as well when I started getting waxed. And I was like, oh, I feel so confident. In Texas, it's warm. You know, it's summertime 90% of the time. I feel confident enough to throw on my bikini and go down to the pool.
Yeah.
Throw on my arms and not be ashamed.
It's like that maintenance routine I was talking about. Like, always being ready for anything. Mm-hmm. If you get called to a pool party or you have to wear, you know, a mini skirt and you have your legs waxed, like, you never have to think about shaving. Mm-mm. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say one more thing. Oh, low-key, this is a hot take.
Uh-oh.
Low-key irks me when a client tells me that they're getting waxed for a special occasion with their significant other. That low-key irks me.
Does it?
Yeah. Why and a lot of the times, I'll literally say to them, like, well, I hope that you're doing this for you. Because, like, this is your body, honey.
That's important.
And if you're just doing it for this person, like, they don't... A, nobody cares. In the bedroom, literally nobody cares. But if you care, that's what's important.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know. I just think that...
That's a hot take.
Oh, I know. And I know some people are going to be like, oh, girl.
No.
But I just wish that everybody wanted to do self-care for themselves. Mm-hmm. And they just kind of got it out of their mind that they're doing it for somebody else. Mm-hmm. Because,
yeah,
like, you can't change yourself to make somebody love you more. Mm-mm. You just got to love you for you. And getting waxed makes you feel loved by yourself. Like, do that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Sorry, hot take, but no. It had to be said.
It had to come out. It had to come out at some point.
Yeah.
I agree, though, because performance-based self-care, it'll burn you out. Mm-hmm. It'll burn you out, and it's draining because, like you said, nobody cares. Nobody's looking that deeply at you as you are yourself. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I get it. But first and foremost, I feel like you should have yourself in mind.
I agree.
So I agree with that hot take. Ooh, I'm on your side.
Okay.
Honestly.
Yeah. I just think, like, the worst thing in the world could be, you know, a woman who dyes their hair a certain color for a man, cuts their hair a certain way, goes as far as getting, like, their boobs done or body modifications of any sort, including hair removal.
Yeah.
And then that partner leaves them and they're like, well, I did everything. Mm-hmm. What wasn't good enough?
Right.
And it's never about the external. It never is about the external.
Mm-mm. It's about the inside.
Yeah. So if getting waxed makes you feel confident, that person is going to love you so much more because of your confidence.
Exactly. It's the factors that we can't see that matter the most.
Yeah.
It's the empathy, the confidence, the solidness of somebody to like stand in what they believe in and things like that. I think that is so attractive when people are like, nope, this is how I feel.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll hear your opinion, but this is how I feel.
Yeah.
So I fully agree with that.
And if self-care fills your cup, that's amazing, because you cannot pour from an empty cup. So if you're trying to love on somebody from an empty cup, that's not going to work. Mm-hmm. You need to like focus on what is going to make you feel best for you. Yes. And then you can pour from that overflowing abundant cup.
Yes.
Okay, Wint.
Hello. It's knocking on our door.
Oh my gosh.
So speaking of self-care, what would you say within the bush is your favorite self-care treatment to do?
You know what? I don't do it all the time, but the high frequency tool, zapping my zits away, is amazing.
Yeah.
So I know that's like not even, I mean, it's part of all of our waxing services.
Yeah, it counts.
Girl, I'm the laziest when it comes to hair removal.
Yeah.
I will wait months, like so many months. It's okay. Bad. I'm busy. So I don't really get waxed very often, but I also don't shave. So it's like, I'm either waxed or she's all natural.
Yep. You're growing it out for us.
Exactly. Yeah. Every time I bring on a new team member, I'm like, my body hair is ready for you.
Yep. Yeah.
So I would say the at home care and then doing high frequency. I do have a high frequency machine at home.
Yes.
And it's game changer. I did it this morning after I put on all my lovely tonic serums, just zapped my zits, and it just makes me feel really good that I can like come to the bush and get pampered, and then I can take a little piece of pampering home and take my 15 minutes every morning and night to just like recenter myself.
I like that. I like that because your skin transformed.
Yeah.
The tonic line is so good.
It is so good. And I was getting facials monthly, which I still want to get back to that.
Okay.
But I was getting facials and they were like trying to treat my acne. And I mean, I still have breakouts here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But I switched to the tonic line over a year ago. It was like summer of 2022, I think, when I brought on the line.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And my skin is so good.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's like, it's just like healing.
Yeah. I think that's the word I was looking for. It looks very balanced.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You glow and all.
Thank you.
Okay.
So, yeah. What's your favorite self-care?
Dermaplane.
Yeah.
Again. Yes. Cause I love the whole, I'll get a mask with mine.
Mm-hmm.
Cause again, I love facials. I was getting them monthly as well. So that's my monthly dose of self-care. And it just feels good. ASMR, the ASMR on it too.
The scraping. Oh my
God. We have to do that.
We have to with this microphone.
Oh my God, yes.
It'd be so good.
Yeah, because I tried to do it with my phone. It wasn't working. Yeah. So, but yeah, Dermaplane is my favorite.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
So going back to waxing myths.
Yeah.
I want to talk a little bit about that. So what do you think, where do you think waxing myths come from?
Mm. I think this is gonna be deep.
Okay.
I think from a very young age we are being programmed.
We're going there. Keep going.
I think society as a whole wants women to feel small, play small, be small, and they expect us to look perfect. But when we talk about how we get to that point, that is the issue. But we're expected to look beautiful all the time. So I would say society as a whole. Like, I don't think there's any one person.
Yeah.
It's just, like, the stigma against women. Like, why can a man walk through life with his head held high? And a woman, when she does that, she
gets called all the names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's society as a whole.
I think you're spot on.
It's disgusting. And I want to, like, break that stigma.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's my number one goal.
Mm-hmm.
I completely agree with you. Because, like, when you see reactions in people, you sometimes can see where it comes from. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's where it comes from, because when you wrinkle up your nose at women simply taking care of themselves, you know, why?
Mm-hmm.
Like, where is that coming from?
Or doing just exactly what is expected of them.
Exactly.
That you've set the standard for them.
Yeah.
Like, what?
It's not adding up.
It's not adding up.
Said you feel like they come from societal standards of women and just how they can cause women to humble themselves into just being quiet and meek and overly modest.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is the opposite of modest.
Mm-hmm.
What we do is the complete opposite of what they expect of us, almost.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is such a girl's world.
Mm-hmm.
So I completely agree with you on that. That it comes from society.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why I take so much pride in what we do here, because we're fighting against that ultimately.
Yeah.
And telling women, okay, come in here, lay all down on the bed.
Yeah.
No judgment.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's episode. Kayla and I continue to have a conversation
So I decided to split our episode into two parts because we were quite chatty Cathys. So stay tuned for a couple of weeks. Kayla's part two will come out, but I really appreciate all of you guys tuning in, and I will see you next week in another episode of Beauty in the Bush.